Agriculture expert calls for 400 kwacha as maize floor price in the 2026-2027 crop marketing season. EFZ not happy with manner police recruitment was conducted. Ghanaian footballer killed after armed attackers opened fire at team bus. Good afternoon, with the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Agriculture expert Gilbert Banda says government must consider purchasing the floor price of a 50 kg bag of maize at 400 kwacha in the 2026-2027 crop marketing season in a bid to empower farmers. Mr. Banda says the increase from 340 kwacha to 400 kwacha would be a clear sign and message that government is committed to supporting farmers. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voices chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Banda said 400 kwacha would be a decent price to ensure that all the costs farmers incur are adequately covered. The country is still facing high prices of fertilizer, seeds and pesticides, which should be considered in the final buying price, said Mr. Banda. He said that there is also need for government to factor in the transport costs that farmers incur. Mr. Banda has, however, expressed optimism that government has put in place the necessary measures to ensure that farmers are paid on time, unlike what transpired last year, a situation he said should never be repeated.
100 kwacha, I'm still sticking to that. Trying to ask the FRA, please, FRA, please remember the farmers. You know, I come from, you know, most of my family members really live on the land. We're land people, so what we produce on the land is what makes us pay school fees. So we want good prices and good incentives, policies that, you know, shape us so that, you know, we don't have to be stressing the people in town for us to survive in the rural villages. Because, you know, if you don't get sufficient, if the margins are so small because of these high fertilizer prices, obviously, you know.
The Operation Young Vote OIV has condemned the recent appointment made by President Hakainde Hichilema at the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ, saying it raises concerns on neutrality. Recently, President Hichilema made appointments at the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ, which saw the appointment of Mr. Zevyanje Sinkala, who is reportedly affiliated with the United Party for National Development, UPND. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, OIV Executive Director Gis Nyirenda noted the need for appointing authorities to always ensure that people being appointed at such institutions are not affiliated with their parties to avoid controversy. Mr. Nyirenda expressed concern that such appointments might only be beneficial to party members, which might erode public confidence in the commission. He has since called on the president to analyze before making such appointments to avoid suspicion and avoid the credibility being questioned.
I think it would work well. It would be a very great move by the president to, first of all, wait, sit back and begin to, you know, analyze some of these things. We know probably there could be issues with handlers and so on and so forth. But I think at the end of the day, the president is the one who becomes answerable. But also, the backstops stops at him. Everything that is done, especially in these institutions, everyone looks to him to say he is the one that has done it, even probably when recommendations have come from elsewhere.
The Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia, EFZ, has expressed concern over the manner in which the Zambia Police Service recently conducted the recruitment of more than 4,000 security personnel. EFZ Executive Director Alan Kasungami says the recruitment exercise fell short of the standards that the current government has followed in other public sector recruitment processes since assuming office. However, the Zambia Police Service clarified that the recent recruitment was based on internal advertisements targeting qualified civilian employees within the service, giving them an opportunity to transition into the regular police establishment. But speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Reverend Kasungami said the number of people recruited was too large and should have gone through the same open recruitment process applied in other sectors. This precedent is frightening and most Zambians may lose hope and trust in the process altogether, said Reverend Kasungami. He has therefore called for the suspension of the process until the positions are re-advertised and the correct procedures are followed.
We call upon Zambia Police to advertise these positions because we have a lot of youth, young people that are yearning and wanting to join the police. This is not just bad for the nation, it's bad for the institution itself, because when the police recruit publicly, that is also a way of providing a vetting process. This process in itself is not right, it's unethical.
Meanwhile, the opposition Gordon Party of Zambia GPZ has called for the cancellation of the recently concluded police internal recruitment process. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka, Party President Jackson Silave condemned the process, saying it is scandal which lacked transparency which needs to be corrected. Mr. Silave expressed a disappointment that an internal recruitment was conducted at a time when the country is still grappling with high unemployment rate. He expressed worry that this move does not only raise fear of the future among the general populace, but also raises questions, suspicion and mistrust. Mr. Silave has since called on President Hakainde Hichilema to exercise his authority by cancelling the process, reminding the importance of gaining public trust by embarking on something that is transparent.
The matter is about transparency. And as long as transparency is not exhibited in the way the command acted this operation, it will raise a lot of questions. Now we are discovering that its officers within the command did not know that this was taking place. So I think it's important to lose face by cancelling it and gain public trust by embarking in a process that is transparent.
In foreign news, Ghanaian footballer Dominic Frimpong has died after suspected armed robbers opened fire at the team bus carrying his team, Berukum Chelsea, after a fixture. The Ghanaian Football Association expressed its profound shock and deep sorrow and shared its heartfelt condolences to the 20-year-old's family, teammates and all who work for the team. According to Berukum Chelsea, the team bus was returning from a Ghana Premier League fixture on Sunday when they came under attack by masked men wielding guns and assault rifles. Coming up shortly, oil jumps back above $100 after US-Iran peace talks fell. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. Oil prices surged by more than 7% back above $100 a barrel on Monday after U.S. President Donald Trump ordered the blockading of Iranian ports following the failure of peace talks between Washington and Tehran. Brent crude, the global benchmark for oil prices, jumped to $102 a barrel, while West Texas Intermediate rose by 8.7%. to $104 per barrel. The cost of a barrel of oil had plunged well below $100 last Wednesday after the U.S. and Iran struck a conditional two-week ceasefire deal that included opening the Strait of Hormuz, a key shipping route for global oil and gas supplies. However, the failure of negotiations has raised concerns that the global energy crisis will deepen. That's the news to date. Here is another look at the headlines. Agriculture expert Gilbert Banda says government must consider purchasing the floor price of a 50 kg bag of maize at 400 kwacha in the 2026-2027 crop marketing season in a bid to empower farmers. The Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia, EFZ, has expressed concern over the manner in which the Zambia Police Service recently conducted the recruitment of more than 4,000 security personnel.